USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House managers are continuing to present what they call a mountain of evidence that shows President Trump abused his power. Congressman Jerry Nadler claims there has never been a president who abused the office like Donald Trump has.
No president has ever used his office to compel a foreign nation to help him cheat in our elections.
The New York Democrat also saying that the president put his personal and political interests ahead of the U.S. national interests and betrayed his country. World leaders are being challenged by Vice President Mike Pence to join the United States in fighting Iran and global anti-Semitism. Pence said today in Jerusalem that they need to confront and expose the vital tide of anti-Semitism around the world. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow fell 26 points. To end the day at 29,160, the S&P was up 4. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
The so-called doomsday clock has been adjusted. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
With midnight signifying the apocalypse, the doomsday clock is now 100 seconds to it, the closest it's been since 1953. The Bulletin of Atomic Scientists making the announcement on Thursday morning in Washington, D.C., saying nuclear and climate worries are the reasons that they're moving it 20 seconds closer to doomsday this year. The clock had been at 2 minutes to midnight for the previous 2 years. The doomsday clock began back in 1947. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Oakland, California became the first city in California banning landlords from requiring criminal background checks from potential renters. The Oakland City Council passed the measure earlier this week, hoping that this will help ease some of the city's homelessness crisis. USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
As fans of the Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers head to Miami for the Super Bowl coming up next week, what can they do or what can you do even if you're heading to a different sporting event or even if you're heading to church? What can you do to keep yourself safe when you're in a big crowd and around people that may be trying to do you harm? Well, I had a chance to catch up with Robin Drake. He's a former head of the FBI's Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. He also has a new book out titled Sizing People Up. And one of the things I asked him was for some tips on what we can do if we're in a large venue, how we can keep ourselves safe and be aware of our surroundings.
Easiest thing to do, not easiest, but I think the most important thing to do is take an assessment of what normal is and what normal people are doing in those types of situations. What they're dressed like, what they're acting like, the tempo of their bodies and movements and proximity to each other and things they're carrying. You know, so as soon as you take a step back, take a look around yourself, whether it be in church, in a movie theater, in a mall, and just see if anything stands out from a crowd. And if it does, that's when you start just assessing, all right, is this why? Just start asking yourself those why questions. And if it looks to be spiked in the behavior pretty high, that's when you contact law enforcement, contact a professional in some way.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.